podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. What?
Compliments of Rebecca Black.
Look at you name dropping over here. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Sweet Side of Life Swinger Lifestyle Podcast, if you're looking for the full title of it. Well, it's been 2 weeks.
So long.
It feels like it.
It literally does.
We normally record our pod. We're going to pull back the curtain. We normally do our podcast typically on Thursday night, which is Thirsty Thursday. It just kind of makes sense.
Works.
But it's Friday now.
It's Friday.
You had an interesting week.
I've had a busy fucking week.
So we weren't able to do our normal schedule. Yeah. So we just had to push it to Friday. But that's fine. Nobody panic.
Don't be alarmed.
So after this, after we record this on Friday, we're actually going to go to the jacuzzi. And maybe we'll do a secondary.
Holy balls.
Two podcasts in a night.
Holy ballsack.
Feeling the heat with the sweets. So anyways, before we get any further, as you know, or as you maybe don't know, we are a drinking podcast, first and foremost.
Drinking, swinging, lifestyle podcast.
I'll just add more. Do I need to add that?
Adjectives to it.
So, anyways, let's cheers really quick.
Chills. You need cheers. More ice. Your ice is dead.
My ice is melting.
Yeah. That was right. Weird.
So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking. This is the first time I've had when I'm drinking.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's tell actually kind of tasty. It's sweet.
It's a fairly basic drink.
Super basic. Super basic. I'm trying to find where.
All right, so I'll go ahead and do it. Kill time.
It's a sweet amaretto sour. So 2 ounces amaretto.
Is this how you made it?
It is.
Okay.
Well, because whenever I first make a drink, I always try to make it per the recipe so that I don't fuck it up. And then later on, I'm like, oh, I could have added more of this or that. So with that in mind, I could have made it a little more tart for my taste. And I don't know, maybe there's a difference between a sweet amaretto sour and just like an amaretto sour.
I've never heard sweet amaretto sour. I've always just heard amaretto sour.
Yeah, so maybe the simple syrup is what made it sweet. So anyway.
Anyways.
Sweet amaretto sour. It's 2 ounces amaretto.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Right. 1 ounce simple syrup, 3/4 of an ounce lemon juice, and then I put in 2 cherries. It called for 1 and an orange slice, but... I just did 2 of the fancy cherries. I ended up buying, if you listen to previous...
You must have got a bonus at work or something.
Exactly. If you listen,
I'm treating myself to the good cherries.
The good cherries, the $20 a fucking bottle cherries. Here we are.
All right.
So 2 of those, which probably 50 cents a cherry. I don't know. I don't know how many are in the jar.
Maybe the bonus wasn't as good as if you're counting.
They're in like a jelly.
You're counting each cherry.
Anyway, it was good. It's good. It is good.
Is it a drink you're going to have again?
I think I would probably do, maybe I just look up amaretto sour and like see if it's different than the sweet one. And if it doesn't include like simple syrup or, it is a little sweet for me, but I could use a little more on the tart side.
Well, at least someone's finally using the amaretto that's been on our bar for ever.
I know. We were just talking about this. I think a friend that we have drinks it, but then you were like thinking he drinks Southern Comfort. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I was giving him shit about being a low a low level, like a low percentage alcohol. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it was Amaretto, but we'll have to ask him when we see him next. Who's right?
Might be tomorrow.
Yeah, it might be tomorrow. So what are you drinking, my love?
I am drinking something that's fucking with my throat right now. It's that damn meat mouth.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
I am kind of going old school. It's a drink I used to drink back in the day. Back when I was a partier. I am no longer a partier.
You party more now.
I party more now than I ever have. It's a Adios Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. And now you are a motherfucker.
I am a motherfucker. Alrighty then. So, for those that don't know, this is kind of like it's basically a Long Island iced tea.
Basically a Tokyo tea, which is basically a Long Beach iced tea.
Which is basically, it all originates from the Long Island iced tea. So, I don't do tequila in none of my iced teas.
I don't drink tequila in any of your drinks.
So, this particular recipe is, I don't know the pours. I just did a free pour.
You told me you made it per the recipe.
No, I said I made it closer to the recipe. Mm. Normally, I make all my drinks strong.
Yeah. Sweet strong drinks.
But when you make a Long Island strong or whatever, you're just asking for trouble. So I did standard issue pours. If I had to guess, they were probably 1/2 ounce pours. Like they were just kind of. So I probably did a 1 ounce pour of vodka as my base, and then I did 1/2 ounce pours of everything else, which would be. What am I drinking? Adios.
Say it again.
Adios, motherfucker. An ounce of vodka, 1/2 ounce of gin, 1/2 ounce of triple sec, 1/2 ounce of just a Bacardi white rum, 1/2 ounce of blue curacao.
That blue shit.
That blue Smurf cum. Did I miss something?
Sweet and sour.
Yeah. Sweet and sour and Sprite. It is a sweet ass drink.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty strong.
Yes.
So that's.
But for only if you. It's only strong if you order it in a bar. I feel like your drinks are normally just this strong, normal. Like you could drink anything and it's this strong because you just like.
Yes.
Like pour the liquor on.
None of my drinks typically would be legal in a bar.
So that's so funny that you say that because last night when I was at the Girls Uncorked thing. Mm-hmm. The Lifestyle Girls event. And there's one of our friends was there and she was like, have you had his drinks? Because he can drink. That guy pour me a drink, like his painkillers. And
oh,
he was like, or she was like,
she was asking you if you have my
drinks? Like asking a group of girls I was standing with.
I'm like, of course.
Talking about you. Like, oh, have you had his drinks? And then saying like the only place or only people her husband drinks around or her boyfriend drinks around is us. And yeah, it's just funny. She's like, have you had his drinks? He can make a mean drink.
Well, if I'm good at something, I'd rather be that.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinks, we've gotten a couple emails of people asking about what we use to record and just kind of stuff like that. So here pretty soon I'm gonna
Speaking of drinks moves into what we were used to record.
You'll see how this is gonna connect here. I'm weaving in stories. Watch. It's all gonna make sense in about 27 minutes.
Got it.
So no, I mean the bar. So here, you are in charge of the TikToks.
I don't know how I got designated to that, by the way.
Because you know how to TikTok. But you must have forgotten because there hasn't been a TikTok in about 2 weeks.
Well, so, you haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks.
You can't do that. All right, everybody, please raise your hands if you want more TikToks. All right, so
do them.
So I'm gonna take it upon myself to do a new TikTok here soon. It's gonna be like a tour of things that we mention in our podcast
where we record.
Where we, You're going to get a little tour of our recording studio. You're going to see videos of our bar. You're going to see videos of the jacuzzi area where we record the getting or feeling the heat with the sweets.
Naked.
Nah, on TikTok.
You won't see us naked in it.
maybe on the spicy page. And then, of course.
Well, there's plenty of nudity on the spicy page of me in the jacuzzi.
That is true. Maybe they want more of me.
Maybe.
You never know.
Say less.
Say more. So we're going to. And then, of course, we got our party shower. So we've kind of, you know, talked about all these areas that are fairly prevalent within our podcast. So I don't know about everybody, but myself, I'm a visual person. So I liked when somebody does a podcast.
It could be a letdown, though.
It might be a letdown.
You know,
I don't
sometimes
know.
People are like, the book was better than the movie.
It could be. But we're just going to have to see. We're just going to have to play that one by ear. Because I know, like, whenever there's a podcast that they release a video of it, or they do something where I get to see, you know, a little behind the curtain, I always enjoy those a lot. Just because I like to see what people are working with. And
when show me what y'all working with.
And then when somebody says, you know, like, in our case, it was like, yeah, you know, we're doing, you know, we're filming a podcast in the jacuzzi. I would kind of like to see that visual in my head so then I can create the picture in my mind as I'm listening to that podcast. Yes, exactly. So here pretty soon, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to put together like that tour video.
A montage.
So you'll be able to find that on our TikTok if you just search The Sweet Side of Life or The Sweet Side of Life Podcast. Either one of those will take you to our TikTok. And then you could email us while I'm just talking about socials at The Sweet Side of Life Podcast at Outlook.com. But yeah, we got a couple of emails kind of asking about our equipment and stuff. So yeah. I was like, you know what? Let's just kind of tackle this. In that video, I'll show you the equipment we use and I'll show you kind of like how we do our stuff.
Will you show your equipment?
I will show my equipment on TikTok.
Gonna get us kicked off TikTok.
That's the plan. So yeah, that's where I was going to because we mentioned the bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, well, let me spit this out really quick before we get into our nightly story.
Tonight on the Sweet Side of Life podcast.
So speaking of that, I got Carlos from the Swingers Couch podcast. I reached out to them. They reached back out to us and he actually gave me his cell phone number.
So we're going to post it live. Just kidding.
Are you guys ready? You have a pen and paper? So,
JK,
I do recall.
Psych.
How old were you?
That old.
I do recall Autumn Sins saying she enjoys dick pics. So I might have to just Google a bunch of random dick pictures and just blow up their cell phone. But this is Carlos's phone.
You could send your dick pic from that we talked about before that your friend still had from when you were like 24.
No, I wasn't 22. At 20. No, that was like nice. That was like 22-year-old dick.
Yeah.
That was nice 22-year-old dick. I have the same dick now, but it's, you know, much older dick. It's aged like fine wine.
It's seen some things.
It's seen some things. Anywho, so what are we going to talk about tonight?
EDR.
Oh, yes, EDR.
Because I feel like that was our last podcast, and we were going to do a Hitting the Streets with the Sweets.
We were supposed to do one on the way there.
On the way. No, we weren't supposed to, but we just were going to, and we just didn't.
I think you got lame on me for some
reason. I think I did.
No, we were just.
I was in my brain. Yeah. Because we started thinking about other, like, I started thinking about other things. I can't remember what it was. Oh, because we're thinking about doing merch. Like,
oh yeah,
like we're thinking about doing like just like swinger attire to sell, not really to like make big bucks off of it or anything, but just because I've been looking.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie.
You other ones get to know.
No, we have like some sayings, so
yeah,
why
I just
not?
Looked up some. I've always like searching on like Amazon or whatever for like stuff, and it's all lame and all the same.
All right.
There's another tagline. All lame and all the same. So we were, I was like in my head, like I just got stuck on that and like thinking of things to like put on merch.
Yeah, we were,
and it just,
we documented some ideas.
Yeah, and it just like, once my brain starts going on something, I just can't, I'm just like, there, that's what I was just doing. And so I was so silent. And you're like, are you hungry? What do you need? Like, are you hungry?
Are you hungry? What did I do? Like, what did I do? You have to pee.
And I was just silent. I'm like, no, I'm just thinking. Like, my brain is just, you could see the steam coming out of my ear.
That's what it was. Like, I was thinking in my head, we should do a podcast, but I'm like, you're just really quiet. So this is going to be a really boring podcast. Because typically the hit in the streets with the sweets is driven by you because I'm driving.
You're driving.
So I'm not like 100%
You're driving the car. I'm driving the conversation.
Yeah, but you weren't driving shit that day.
I was driving nothing.
Yeah.
The hamster in my brain. I was driving
this Daisy.
The hamster in my brain was running real fast, but nothing was coming out.
No. Just ideas.
So anyway, we didn't. But we did go to EDR.
Yes.
And we had a really good time.
This was over Labor Day weekend.
Yes. We went one day. We did a day Saturday. Pass. And so prior to going to that, and only reason why I wanted to bring this up is because people who like live in our area and listen to us and know EDR or like have heard stuff or part of their group or whatever... Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of this and that back and forth.
Rumors.
And I've just been asked like 50 times because people know we go, you know, what is real, you know? And even the other night when I was talking to some women at the thing I was at, like people were still spreading kind of the rumors, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. Like,
no.
Like, yes. What you the information you received... You did receive, like, not trying to, like, say you didn't receive that information. However, they backtracked several times. So, basically, what happened is EDR was either having an event or whatever and saying they were changing their policies, essentially, on clothing. Whether or not it was for one event or whether or not it was for their entire club, they didn't really specify necessarily, and they kind of made it seem one way or another. But anyway, I think they got backlash from the community, regardless.
Sounds like it.
So...
For those of you that don't know, EDR is Exotic Dreams Resort. It's a clothing optional lifestyle resort in Palm Springs, Southern California.
Yeah, and it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, we go there quite a bit. If you listen to our past episodes, we've talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah. So we don't want to. I don't want to speculate one way or another on what their intention was. I don't know their intention. All I know is the information we were getting.
Yeah.
And we were getting mixed.
Yeah.
So finally we were like, but we had already kind of planned to go there for Labor Day. So we were like, well, let's just go see for ourselves what it is. Because there was retractions on emails. There was emails. There was retractions on the retractions. It was like kind of messy.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
handled very well.
It wasn't handled very well at all. So we went and nothing changed. Just so you know, if anybody is in Southern California and this is what you have been avoiding EDR, but you liked it before, but you thought they changed something.
It may have changed for a couple weekends, yeah, but it's back
to what it was.
Yeah,
there's
literally no difference.
Yeah, there's no difference. It was clothing optional, just the same as it always was. And there was all dicks the areas out everywhere. There's play in place everywhere. Like,
yep.
There was, I mean, and we'll talk to that because we did play.
Blowjobs on the pool. Yeah. In the pool.
Under the pool.
Under the water.
So there was no, like, it was literally, like, business as usual for us there.
So we'll just swipe clean.
So just, yeah. So if anybody, like I said, if anybody has heard anything and they've been avoiding it because, I mean, now we're going into a little bit of more of their off season.
Yeah.
But if you're avoiding it because you thought XYZ, just know. We were just there. Nothing has changed.
Give them another chance. If these places don't exist, and if we don't support the places that do exist, they will not exist. And
right. And then we have nowhere to play.
Nowhere fun. So
we're back in our own bedroom.
So that was kind of our thing, is like, we just wanted to check it, make sure everything was good. Cause they, like you said, all the emails came out. Nope. We're the same. So we just went, saw with our own eyes, and everything was legit and it felt good. So Got to keep supporting it.
Yeah, exactly. We want to definitely support all the different things that we possibly can in our area because there's not a lot of them.
Not a whole lot.
And we, you know, need to make sure that we support so they stay in business. We have places to go and meet like-minded people.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we went.
Yep.
We got there super fucking early because you got my ass out of bed at freaking 8 o'clock
in the morning. Well, our day pass starts at 9 a.m.
No, you didn't get me out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning. You had me out the door.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. So, 9 a.m. our day pass starts. Right. So we got like wasted time.
We got there basically. It was a day pass because they do for holiday weekends. They always do a 2 or 3 day stay, and we couldn't stay for 2 or 3 days. We had one night for.
Yeah, this. we had an event on Friday, and we had an event on Sunday, so we just went up for a day and then came back home the next morning.
Yeah, so we stayed off site, but it was close where we stayed. It was kind of a weird place, but yeah, it was fine.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, it was fine.
Nothing good though.
Yeah. So we got there at like 10:30.
I'd say 10:30 after we did the whole hotel fiasco
and everything
thing.
Yeah. So we got there at like 10:30, and it was pretty dead, and it was Saturday, and I was a bit concerned. But then I always know, like, when we stay, people go get breakfast, they are hungover from the night before a little bit, if they were there Friday. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of, like, benefit of the doubt, right? Because I was like, fuck, they fucked themselves. Like,
well, especially because when we did get in the pool, the talk amongst
everybody
in the pool
was all of the emails and all the bullshit.
And it was like a lot of the people, you know, almost didn't come.
Yeah.
Just because of all the
staples,
the stuff
people
heard.
Who we have seen there every time we go.
Yes.
They were like, and not only always see there, they always get a cabana. They're always like you always, like, people know who they are, yep. You know? If I describe them, they're like, oh yeah, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. They might know their names, but they know who they are because they're a fun couple and they're always like dancing and doing all the things. So it's like I overheard her saying, like, yeah, we were already looking at other reservations because her significant, who's the guy she always comes with, he likes to be nude.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things was no nudity. So, I mean, what they kind of said. So then when they were like, oh, shoot, we can't be nude. Like, no, he likes to be nude. She actually gets a nude later in the night or whatever. But, like, he's a nude immediately. So I feel like, and then they were like, no, it's fine. Like, when they called to cancel a reservation, they were like, no, you're good. It's no rules have changed, et cetera, et cetera. So when we got in, it's like kind of all the conversations that everybody is having, like the experience they had, emails they got.
There's like
what they were doing.
A layer of animosity in the pool.
A little bit. It's like we're all here, but kind of under protest.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Only because we couldn't get our money back or like whatever. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like a
Yeah, definitely started off like that.
Yeah. And it was not a big crowd in the pool at that time. So I was kind of concerned too. I'm like, oh shit, like this is a holiday weekend. It should be busy. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we talked to a bunch of people and beyond that and met some other couples. And then I swear to God, like at just one moment I looked up and I was like, holy shit, the pool is full.
Well, we kind of migrated to the deep end.
Yeah. Because it was in the shade.
There's shade. And we had our back to the shallow end, which is typically where people enter on the stairs. So we're talking to like some people in the deep end. And then, like you said, yeah, we turned around and all of a sudden there's people on our backs. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was just packed.
We didn't where did they come in? Did they let them in the side gate?
It was literally about
did they parachute in?
2:30 or 3 o'clock and it was packed.
Yeah.
So, which I think is about normal, right? Like, but I was just kind of freaking out a little bit.
Concerned after all the, I mean, I, along with everything we heard in the pool, I'm part of the message boards and on the website.
Yeah.
On the EDR website. And there was a lot of negativity flowing around. And I was like, yeah, shit. Who knows?
Yeah. So anyway, we met some couples in the pool. We were hanging out. And then, like I said, I looked up and I was like, holy shit, there's literally a packed pool. Mm-hmm. And then we get out and you get this is what you said too. This is the first time where people have some. My tattoos, I get compliments all the time on my tattoos.
Yeah.
This is the first time that your tattoos have been called out. Would you have a lot of them? Probably more than I do, but just mine's all in one central area.
Yeah.
But there was a girl there and her boyfriend.
Yes.
And she had tattoos, like all up her thighs. She had a big booty.
I'd say she was probably 70% covered, I feel like.
Yeah, she had them on her back.
Yeah, she's tatted up a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And she had a big old booty. Mm-hmm. Big old natural booty.
I tripped over it a few times coming into the pool.
Huge natural booty. Really pretty face. Yeah, so her and her boyfriend were there. And she had done lifestyle stuff before, but he had never been to this place.
Yeah.
So you were telling me, he was like, dude, this is crazy. Like, talking to you.
Yeah, every time, like, I would pass him by the bathroom, he like, dude, this is pretty wild. he plays some sports, and he's like, you know, I play sports, and, you know, I end up at some crazy parties, but, I mean, this is pretty wild. I'm like, this is fairly tame.
Yeah, like at this point, it was tame. Like,
you know, there was titties out, and there was a couple things going on, but I'm like, this is fairly tame, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah. So
keep your eyes open for later.
So, but she was telling me that she was like, yeah, like, I'd prefer to come to one of these places than to, like, a regular pool party. She's like, because obviously she catches eyes. Like, she has a naturally big ass, and, like, yeah. she's somebody you are like, holy shit, like, you turn your head to look at her, because she's just, like I said, all the tattoos.
My neck still hurts.
Exactly. All the tattoos, all the things, like, you notice her. So I'm like, I'm sure at a normal pool party, she obviously gets noticed. So,
but it's probably more awkward. Like,
no, that's what she was saying. She's like, it's more awkward. And then two, like, guys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
They're acting crazy. And then she's like, at least here, you know, I know everybody's respectful. Everybody asks, like, does consent, like, there's consent happening.
Yeah.
You know, all the things. And I told my boyfriend, I was like, let's just go to this pool party, because I feel like it's, because she has done stuff in the lifestyle before him. But so she was like, I feel like it's more real and more, like, safe and more, like, just not as, you just meet more genuine people, and you know what their intent is, and they'll tell you, like, and you can tell them, like, she was like, we're not at the point where we're playing, and we're like, cool, let's just have a conversation. You know what I mean? She's like, she was told me, she's like, but you caught my eye as soon as I walked, like, you walked in. She goes, I don't know what it is. She's like, literally the way you put your bag down, even, I was like, that's my homegirl. Right. You know, it was just funny. She's like, I saw you as soon as you walked in, and it, just the way you carry yourself.
We're talking about you.
Yeah, about me. She's like, the way you carry yourself, the way you, like, walked in here, like, even the way you just, like, that's funny what she said. She's like, this is going to sound crazy, but even the way you put your bag down, I was just like, that's my girl. I was like, I didn't know I put my bag down a certain type of way. But
even the way you farted in the pool was demure.
It's just like, what? But it was just funny that.
That's not the first time you heard that, though.
No.
You heard that at, I think, our last podcast about the Bia Vita review.
No, it was Sea Mountain Inn.
Sea Mountain Inn, yeah, not Bia Vita.
Yeah, the guy told me that his wife told him, told him that, but I'm tall, and I mean, I definitely have a look.
You're tall, you have a look, and then you have a big boobs, big butt. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you're not going to sneak into
a room. I'm not sneaking in anywhere.
No. You would not make a very good ninja.
I'm definitely not like,
that should be a t-shirt. I'm not a good ninja.
I am definitely not a good ninja. Nobody is missing me, whether you like me or you don't. You're definitely not missing me.
You're not sneaking up on anybody.
So anyway, she was like, so I seen you immediately, and I mean, and obviously my tattoos, she likes my tattoos, but anyway, it was just funny. So we talked to them for a while. They were fun, and it was just interesting to hear, like, what brought them there, and like, you know,
I never want to go to another vanilla pool party again.
I know. I'm like, I have no desire to keep my top on, like, anywhere. Literally.
We have some places that are pretty close to us that are fun, that offer fun pool parties.
And adult spaces, but it's not lifestyle adult
spaces.
Like,
I just can't.
I do have to keep my top on, and that is terrible for
me. If I have a choice between A and B, B's going to be fun, but I'm going to go with A every time.
Yeah.
A being the nude LS places.
The nude optional.
Yes.
So we hung out in the pool for a while, and then, well, you met a girl, a woman. Well, we met a woman.
We met a woman.
But because you didn't give her what she expected immediately, you actually grabbed her attention more than anybody.
I am shy. People don't believe this. I am shy. I am a natural introvert. I have to, as bad as it sounds, I have to drink for me to kind of come out socially. But even after I've had a few, I still kind of have my little bubble.
Yeah.
And it does take something to get in that bubble. So it was early-ish in the day. I had definitely had a couple of drinks.
Yeah, it was still bright out.
Sun's out.
But sun's out, Ben's out.
I don't remember exactly what she said the first time, but she kind of came over to me and she complimented me.
Yeah.
It was very nice. I don't remember exactly what it was, what she said at that time. But she was like, she made her presence known.
Right.
And she was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? Her husband was around somewhere.
I don't even remember who he was.
I couldn't pick him out. I
couldn't pick him out of a lineup for sure.
I don't recall ever meeting him.
No, I don't think we did.
But he was around, but she was on a solo mission.
She was on a solo mission.
And she kind of came up and, you know, she made her presence known. And I think, you know, quick introduction, whatever. And then, but I didn't give her too much. And then maybe half hour later, 45 minutes, she came up and kind of was like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, pretty good. And she goes, listen, I'm wooing you right now. And she goes, I never woo anybody.
I know. She told me, she's like, I have never had to work this hard for a guy before in my life. She's like, women? Yeah. She's like, she goes, I came over here and like, you're cool, but like, because he won't give me kind of the time of day, like it's kind of making me like feel a certain type of way.
Yeah, so she's just like, I don't woo anybody. I'm like, oh, you know, thank you. And she's like, listen, you're fucking hot. And so, yeah, I'm just going to keep wooing you. I'm like, oh, look forward to it. You know, I'm like, thank you. Like, all right, cool. And then it got borderline awkward.
Just because you're awkward.
Because I'm awkward and I don't...
You just felt awkward because you're not used to people complimenting you and like...
In that direct of a way.
And that, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That direct.
Like I always, which is funny because for me to operate within the lifestyle, I need a certain level of assurance from the woman.
Yeah.
And typically if you give me enough signs or hints and I know... like you have interest, then I can kind of, you know, take it the rest of the way.
Yeah.
She was giving me everything.
She was so direct.
And so it was like.
But it made you feel.
It made me feel like I'm like, literally, I'm like, I don't have to do anything here. Like, this is too easy, you know? And then.
But it was fun.
It was fun. And then, you know, she kept coming up throughout the day. And then she came up at one point, like a little bit later, she goes, listen. She's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, it's going great. She's like, listen, I give you blanket consent to do whatever the fuck you want to do to me. I'm just like, wow.
I don't even think I've said those words to you.
You haven't, sober. But I was like, wow. I'm like, anything? She's like, yes. I'm like, all right.
See, that was your stunt butt. You could have done anal.
I'm like, my truck needs an oil change. But again, it was just so much. I'm not going to say it turned me off.
It didn't.
It didn't turn me off, but it
threw you.
It threw me and it took away my hunt instinct.
Right. Because you're like, shit, I'm...
Like, I literally don't have to do anything
here. Yeah.
And that continued throughout the day into the evening. And then you're going to see, what do you remember about the later part of the evening? Because, see, I have a couple things in my head, but I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened in between.
Oh, no. So, okay. So if we're just going, like, are we going chronologically?
Let's
just want to talk about her?
Let's maybe focus on her.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of talk about the other. Yeah.
So continue.
No, I'm trying to. You help me out here. What do you remember anything else like
about her?
Yes, as we're going into the night, how did the snorkel dick happen?
I don't know.
That's what I was trying to like.
I think I have no idea. She probably. Oh, you want to know what happened?
Tell me.
We came back from dinner and. you took your, you didn't have, both of us were naked.
Oh,
so neither, yes. Yeah, so neither of us had anything on and we were back in the pool. Mm. And then she got in, she was in the pool and she's like, oh, you're naked now. She,
throughout the day, she was trying to get my pants
off. She was trying to get your pants off.
Yes, I do.
And yeah, then yeah. She's like, oh, you're naked now. And
see,
so,
this is where we need each other to connect the dots.
Yeah. And so I don't know how "you're naked now" went to that, but it did. So you could tell her that.
I think she probably just grabbed it.
Yeah.
And then.
And you have a nice dick. Thank and you. People think you're hiding something, but you're not.
I tend not to. My drawers typically do not come off early in the day. It takes a little bit. And it typically requires, you know, the evening sky to take over. If the sun's out, my gun's not out. And that's typically how I roll.
The sun's out, my gun's not out.
That's typically how I roll. So we'll see. It's an evolution.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she was playing with it a little bit. And then she went underwater and she plugged her nose.
She plugged her nose and then went under to suck your dick.
Yeah, she gave me a sub. She gave me, let's call it a submarine blowjob.
A snorkel. She snorkeled you. Yeah.
And that was interesting.
Is that an actual thing? We should Urban Dictionary. I don't blowing know. Somebody under the water.
I'm going to say you can't. I couldn't really feel anything.
Of course.
There's just so much going on.
Yeah.
It was a fun trick. I mean, she qualified for the Olympics. Yeah. But
what I thought was funny is she plugged her nose. Yeah. And I told her later, I was like, why did you plug your nose? She's like, well, how else do you go underwater? I was like, you just don't breathe, friend.
But then I think at that point, I'm like, all right, you want to blow me? Let's go. And I pulled her over to the stairs and I stood on the stairs and then
she blew you there.
She blew me for a little bit there.
So everything's the same at EDR. You can still get a blowjob in the pool.
And then later in the night, we crossed paths again. You know about this, I think. Yeah. We crossed paths again and I fucked her in the butt.
What? No. I was like, I did not know about that.
No, she came up and she wanted a kiss.
Oh.
So I kissed her.
You're like, it's the least I could do.
Yeah. I kissed her and then I ran my hand up between the back of her hair and I pulled her hair a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I fingered her.
Oh.
And she more or less melted into my hand. She goes, oh, you're a dom. I go.
You fingered her in the pool.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you're in the pool. Yeah.
This whole situation.
I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
So it was just kind of like it was my way of taking over.
Yeah, taking back your control.
Yeah, because she had up to this point, she was controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
And when I pulled her to the side of the pool, that was me kind of controlling the narrative. I'm like, all right, if you want to do this, let's do it right.
Yeah.
And then later,
you're
it was
like, let me feel it, not under the water. Yeah. Although that was a cool trick.
It was a great trick.
Check off your bucket list.
Cha-ching! But it was very much me kind of like, all right.
Although I hope she didn't get anything from the fucking pool water at EDR. I'm sure that came into her mouth.
I'm sure that's never mind. Anyways, so yeah, I got back in the pool. It wasn't too far after the blowjob, I don't think, because I went in there and that's when I'm like, oh, all right, you want to play games? Let's fucking play games. And then I did that and she's like, oh, you're a dom. I'm like, not really, like, not enough where you can tag me with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hashtag dom, but I do elicit that type of behavior, kind of. But yeah, so she enjoyed that couple of seconds. And
seconds.
I gave her the best 5 seconds,
of her life.
No, I gave her the best 5 seconds of her 15-minute period in the pool at that time.
And then did she leave? Because I feel like where did she go? I don't even remember seeing her after that.
I'd like to think I just made her pass out. Maybe. She's now in a random ER in Palm Springs.
Yeah, she's still out.
No, I don't know.
On the side of the pool.
I think at that point we kind of drifted off to other people.
Yeah, there was another couple. There was two other couples actually in the pool that we were talking to.
She wasn't super sober.
Yeah.
So she might have just like called it a night. Yeah. Like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
So
backtracking.
Yes, let's backtrack a bit.
So, yeah, we should have probably gone chronologically because now I'm all fucked up in my brain of what happened.
All right, so let's start over again at 10 a.m. all right, so we were driving to Palm Springs.
So we were talking about, we ended up going to dinner.
Yes.
Because, we were hungry. Eat. We needed to eat. And, we decided we should probably eat. So we ended up going to dinner, before dinner.
Well, really quick. Last time we were in Palm Springs, we were at Sea Mountain. Uh-huh. And we left Sea Mountain to try to go to your favorite Thai place.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, all right.
We didn't end up going, though.
We didn't end up going that day.
It was close.
Yeah, but I'm like, let's get you
Thai food.
To that Thai food place this time.
So we did.
We went at a responsible time.
So before we went to dinner is when this woman, it was before the snorkel blowjob and before all that, but it was more in the daytime. She had already been I'm wooing you. You can, putting herself out there,
Yes.
And trying to get you naked and all the things. And, so we go to dinner and I obviously had been drinking and then I was drinking at dinner and I was telling you, I was like, babe, I was thinking about this woman. And she wasn't super young. She wasn't old by any means, but she wasn't super young, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about her and I was just like, babe, we are the youngest we are ever going to be.
No, you said the youngest and the hottest and we're ever going to be.
Well, I was getting there.
Okay.
And we're the hottest we're ever going to be. But I've rethought that. I mean, I've been going to the gym, so I may get hotter at some point. We'll see. But definitely not getting any younger. So I was like, babe.
I think I'm the best I will ever be.
I was like, babe, we are the youngest and the hottest we are ever going to be. So we really need to take this opportunity to be sluts.
You said let's whore it up a bit because we've always been kind of a little conservative.
Yeah, we're on the conservative side of the swinger societies.
Yes. We have our fun. But we're more about the hang than the bang.
Yeah, and we still do like that. But I was just like, I don't want to be older and not as attractive to a larger group of people.
Yeah.
You know, I think not to honk my own horn, but in general, I think that I appeal to a larger, broader group at this point in my life. Like I'm on the younger side of a lot of the people. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I would hate to be in my 60s or something. And
I should have sucked that
dick. No, I mean, I've sucked plenty of dick. Just I should have fucked that dick. Same or I should have I should have I don't know. I don't want to be we did all of it. Live your life. No regrets. Right. But
no regrets.
Not even one R. But.
Okay.
But.
Copyright.
But I was just thinking about it and I'm like, at some point I'm not going to be as attractive to the larger group of people. So I'm like,
every day that passes is one day closer to death.
Jesus. We just got real deep. But no. So
yeah, basically, it's a way of thinking.
But I was like, babe, we just gotta
rub that engine.
We gotta get in there.
Put me in, coach.
We gotta get deeper. We need more orgies in our life.
That's what a lot of people we know would say. And I think I was like, I concur. I mean, let's talk about that. So, so then we ate our dinner.
So this is our dinner conversation. Anyway, so we ate our dinner. We came back to the resort and we
instantly got naked and instantly got naked because
I was like, I'm just gonna be naked all the time now.
Yep.
So I got naked and then we ran into some friends of friends.
Yes.
Beard and Butt. We ran into some friends of Beard and Butt.
Mm-hmm. Which are now friends of ours.
Which are now friends of ours.
They haven't received an official name yet though.
Yeah, we're still working on their name. But we were kind of flirting with them in the pool. And
kind of flirting?
We were flirting a lot with them. What happened with that? So tell people about that situation. Because you're sitting there and then you're like, all of a sudden you're like, do you have hardware? Yeah,
give me a second. So we've met these friends a couple months ago, initially, at a vanilla event.
Yeah.
And then we've seen them again. At another pool party, Bia Vita.
Yeah.
And I've always been attracted to her. But again, I don't Unless
someone tells you they're attracted to you.
Unless
you don't just put yourself out there like prematurely.
You basically have to write me a note, get it notarized, laminate it, fold it up, lick the envelope, and put it in my mailbox. And then I might check it.
Lick my balls. And then I'm like, okay.
And then I'm like, well, maybe she likes me. I don't know. And like, I still don't know if this one, if she likes it. I don't know.
She literally.
She did not say, sup, bro.
You're stupid.
But anyway, so they saw us and they ran over like, hey, how's it going? And then, yeah, we're just kind of chatting in the pool. And she was on a pool noodle.
Oh, yeah, with her butt kind of up.
Yeah.
And you're a butt guy.
I'm a huge butt guy.
So you were touching it.
I was touching it, and then I'm like, <butt. laughs> and then I'm like, I'm going to get on the back of this. Let's ride, you know? So I jumped on the back of the pool noodle, and she started, like, gyrating, like, just enough where it was, like, tickling my underside. I'm like, ooh, this is weirdly erotic. I'm like a pool noodle from the dollar store is kind of getting me going right now.
I don't think it was the pool noodle.
It wasn't. I mean, the pool noodle had like 2% of the blame. But so then, yeah, at some point we're in the pool and, you know, my hands were wandering and I was, you know, touching her butt and fondling. And I'm a butt guy. So my hand goes down like her crack and my middle finger all of a sudden
hits.
It goes thud. I was like, what the fuck? And I kind of did like a little exploratory like tickle. I go, you're packing hardware right now. And she's like, oh my God, I forgot I had a butt plug in. So I tapped it a few times. I'm like, yep, it's there.
And then you're like, should I pull it out? She's like, absolutely not. In the pool. We're not pulling the butt plug out in the pool.
It was a weird moment, but it was oddly hot. Again, at the same time, it was kind of like a very, I did not expect that.
No.
I did not expect that.
Oh, it's funny.
But, So,
we were flirting with them a bit, but then we got separated. Like, we went to the bathroom, and then they went into the jacuzzi.
Probably made a drink, and
I went to go, the bathroom was out of toilet paper, the one by the pool, so I was, like, trying to go find toilet paper for the next person who was in there, and
you're so sweet.
I know. I don't want to leave anybody hanging, so I feel like, being drunk, we just, like, got back in the pool. I was like, I'm hot from running around trying to find a freaking toilet paper for the bathroom.
Well, we also had another couple that we had met there.
Yeah.
We've talked to them a little bit on Cassidy, or I've talked to them, I should say. And for almost 2 years, we've kind of exchanged, hey, are you going? Yeah, maybe not, blah, 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 blah. Well, they ended up making it. So we were chatting to them at the same time we were chatting. So anytime there was like a little distraction, we would get pulled.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. I was like, who are you talking about?
We'll call them the football couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
The football couple. Yeah. So we started chatting to them, and so we kind of got sidetracked.
There's a lot of sidetracks.
And then literally, I know, it's like always like, squirrel, squirrel. Yeah, so
there's a lot of squirrels running around.
Yeah,
it's infested.
Stopped. We lost track of Beard and Butt's friend, which we'll give them a name at some point. But
we lost track of our pants. We lost track of
everything.
Yes.
So we were talking to the football couple.
Let it be known, I came back with my flip-flops and my shorts.
In fact, there was an extra pair of flip-flops at our table. We had rented a cabana, and when we were leaving, there was two pairs of flip-flops at our table.
The flip-flop gods.
And we only took one, so there's another pair still sitting there.
I might have accidentally brought back another pair, though.
Two?
Maybe, because I was leaving my flip-flops at our table. We rented a cabana. So I was leaving my flip-flops at the table, so I didn't, but I might have got out of the pool one point and just grabbed flip-flops and brought them. So I might have taken flip-flops again. We left them there, though.
Yeah, we left them. There was one pair that was left. We didn't take both.
That's what I'm saying. But I might have brought it back to our table.
Oh! You might have brought them from the pool to our table, but they weren't yours.
They weren't. But they
Which is why they were sitting there.
Exactly. That's what I think might have happened.
At the end of the night, I was like, why do we have four pairs of, like, four flip-flops here that are not yours? So, anyway.
I think that's... Fuck, I'm horrible with
You are. Flip-floppers. So we had another couple that we've
seen. Speaking of that, we'll have to touch on more about the flip-flop story later on another podcast.
Yeah.
There's more to the flip-flop story. Not this one, but the previous one. But anyway, so yes, we were talking to the football couple. We were talking to Beard and Butt Friends couple.
Yeah.
And then we saw another couple.
That are always at EDR.
We're just going to call them the EDR couple at this point.
Yeah, they're always there when we're there.
They live really close to us, but we only see them at EDR.
And he comes up to me and he's like, you know, we've made out 4 times. And I was like, I remember making out with you, but not 4 times. And he's like, it's been 4 times. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, let's make it 5. And I was like, okay. But then you were with his wife. And yes. No, at this time, you were actually with the girl, the snorkel girl. And she was sucking your dick on the
So this was steps. During that time. Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
so
we're blending the stories.
Yeah, so she was sucking your dick on the steps. And I was... I don't know, just hanging out. And then that's when he started talking to me and he was like, you know, da 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 da. And then he was like, and then he goes, and then after we made out for a little bit, then he goes, wait, should I have asked your husband? And I was like, I looked over and I was like, he's getting his dick sucked on the side of the pool. I think we're good. And then we were making out a little bit more and then he was like fingering me, but I don't like to be fingered in a pool because I don't want any kind of like,
Yeah.
I don't want anything getting in my vagina. So I was like, okay, that's good. Like, we're good. Not doing that in here.
But didn't he say, we made out 4 times. Let's make it 5.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, let's make it 6.
Yeah.
And
so then he just kept saying, he's like, okay,
does
now
it count?
Six.
Like every time now you start
yeah,
and stop?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what we even got up to. But anyway, then the other girl had left, the snorkel girl, whatever. That's why I don't really know what happened there, like when she left and what had happened, because I was making out with that guy. Mm-hmm. And then his wife was there though. So then I think you started kissing her.
Yeah, we met
and
them.
And she's short.
Yeah, we met them a while ago. And
you were carrying her around
her.
Like on your hip. Like
she is tiny. I'm a taller guy and I normally prefer taller women. But I do have a thing for short women as well. I just have a thing for women. I mean,
right?
I mean, I've realized this the more I've been in the LS. Like, I thought I had the type, but I think it's just my type is women.
Yeah.
Like, there's something I can find attractive about, you know, just about every woman. And I do enjoy the concept of a tiny little woman. I would say tiny little girl, but that was going to sound weird.
No.
And I've always been attracted. She's very pretty. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, I think...
So I think you were making out with her.
We were making out with her and I were making out and she complimented by kissing.
Oh yeah. She said she liked the
she
way
said,
you kissed.
She goes, you're a very good kisser.
You've been
like,
told that before.
I was like, well, thank you very much. As you are as well. So
yeah. So we kind of like light played with them a little bit in the pool and then we got out and we went to a playroom.
We went to a playroom, yeah.
I lost our bag. I wrapped it in some sheets, apparently. Our bag with, like, vibrators and condoms
and
stuff
that.
In
I
it.
I forgot about it, but I remember
And
that
you're,
now.
Like, looking everywhere for it. I'm like, oh, it's wrapped in the sheets. My bad. But we went to a playroom, and we, you and I fucked. And then some listeners to our podcast fucked next to us.
Oh, yeah, huh?
And then the football couple fucked in the other bed. Across from us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a squirter. I could literally hear the juices as she's getting fucked. I'm like, I was like, she is wet.
Clean up on aisle 9.
Yeah. And then we left. No.
We left.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a issue there.
We had a misunderstanding.
We'll have a misunderstanding. I'll let you say how that misunderstanding made you feel because you were on that side of the misunderstanding.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I feel like in the lifestyle, it's obviously communication and then you have to be heard, but alcohol has a part to play in that. Like,
yeah.
So I wasn't being heard. Like I felt, at some point I felt like I wanted to like just be with you because I just needed reassurance. Mm. And then you were not understanding what I was saying. Like I wasn't being clear enough apparently.
Well, we also came off of the speech at dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, all right, you know, I know what we've done and I know where we're at. And, you know, we just talked about, let's turn up the volume a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I reach for the stereo.
Yeah. And I'm fine with still turning up the volume. It was just at that moment I was like, I need to check in. I need to, you know, I need a little bit more reassurance because we could turn up the volume, but like, let's do it a little bit slower maybe. Or like, I didn't know where, I don't know. I was feeling a certain type of way and I needed reassurance from you and I wasn't feeling like I was getting it. So then it created a little bit of an argument, which I think if everybody's being honest, I feel like a lot of people go through that. Like, communication is key. And I think the key to this is just realizing, like, we kind of had a little argument or whatever. And then we went to go fuck. And then we came back out and we had a little bit more of an argument. And then we left. And then we just fucked again all night. And then the next morning, I feel like we were good.
Yeah, we left. We left when we should have left.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay a little bit longer in my head because I never want to leave the party. But we were both, we've been at that point, we had both been drinking for 12 hours. Yeah, at least.
Way more than that because we left at like midnight and we started at like 10.
That's true. So we needed to go.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have FOMO. I never like, if I'm allowed to be there till 2 a.m., I want to be there till 2:10.
Yeah.
That's just how I'm wired because I don't know. But yeah, so we had a little tiff and, you know, anybody knows when you have two drunk people having an argument, it goes nowhere.
Yeah. It goes in circles.
So.
Because I'm feeling a certain type of way, you're feeling a certain type of way, and we're just talking in circles.
In my mind, like, you're feeling your way, and I was more confused.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, whoa, you know? And I was like, I understand what you're saying, but it's just hard to, you know, make sense when you're drunk. And you're in a hypersexual situation. So if anybody out there that says they've never had that, I don't want to call you a liar, but you're a liar. But, so yeah, that we kind of ended the night there and, you know, it was a quiet Uber ride home.
It was a very quiet Uber ride
back to the hotel, but.
Oh, and then it was a very quiet, like entering the hotel, and this hotel had a key, an actual key.
Yes.
It was in like a lockbox and there was a thing and I'm looking at you put the key in wrong and I'm like.
I was putting the key in backwards.
Backwards. And I'm just watching you do it. And then normally I'd be like, hey, babe, like you got it backwards. And I'd be like, but I just was like, in my head, I was like, I'm just going to watch this motherfucker struggle. Like, I was literally just so irritated. I was like, not going to help you at all.
And that decision didn't benefit you at all. Like, you're standing there in a courtyard of a... It's like, we could have all just gotten to the...
And then we go back, we get into the room, and then there's a little bit of stomping around, and then it's like, and then we just go, and I don't even know but how we ended up, but we did. We ended up fucking all
night. I think it was as much as just like, bitch, take your clothes off. Like, take your clothes off. And there was some angry fucking, there was some choking, there was some rough shit that was happening. But yeah, I mean, it was all in love.
And then in the morning, I was like, where's the key when we were trying to leave? I was looking everywhere for the key to the door so we could leave and put it back because it wasn't like a car key. It was like a turnkey. And literally, you're like, it might still be in the door. And sure.
I was joking.
I know. I opened the door and it was still in the fucking door.
But we
door.
Locked the deadbolt, which did not operate, so we were safe.
We were safe. But plus the whole thing was... I mean, keypad, you know, the whole compound was like all, but yeah, I was like, it's in the fucking door.
Yeah, I just remember
the door all night.
We had like,
that's how drunk we were.
Yeah. I just remember we had our hate sex. And then, the next morning I woke up and I reached over. I'm like, I'm sorry about last night. You're like, yeah, me too. And then we fucked again.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then we're good. Yeah. So angry sex can be fun. They always say makeup sex is the greatest sex. I do agree to an extent, but I don't like the feelings of being angry.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I feel that like deep in my soul. So I don't like the first part of angry sex or makeup sex. So, but all in all, we had a good.
You came twice. I came three times.
Cheer.
It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out great. You owe me one. So yeah, we had a really good time. So, to summer it up, EDR is dope. Still EDR dope.
Still dope.
And then, that was Saturday night. So the Sunday night we went to another, LS pool party,
which we'll talk about next time.
We'll have to talk about next time because we got to wrap this motherfucker up.
It's late.
It is. So if you guys make sure you rate us on all the places you listen.
Rate us good.
Rate us good. Yeah, just rating us in general is not going to help us out. Yeah, the higher you rate us, we get pushed out to more people. And yeah, that's what we're trying to do here. So let me see. Email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. If you guys have any ideas, coming up soon, we're going to do like an intro to LS type podcast.
Oh yeah, we talked about doing that. I totally forgot.
Yeah, we keep talking about it, but then we have an event we want to cover.
Yeah.
So here pretty soon we're going to
talk about EDR because I just keep getting asked.
Exactly. So we're going to do that intro to podcast here probably within a month, I'll say. And then keep your eyes out on TikTok for our new videos that we're going to do the tour video here pretty soon. And is there anything else you want to do before we close this bad boy up?
The hokey pokey.
And you turn yourself around.
No, I'm good.
That's what it's all about.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.